From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Okay, let's take a little break from the news right now and go to the movies. Slate writer Mark Jordan Ligon offers his take on the week's new films for summary judgment.
What better way to celebrate post-Valentine's Day weekend than with a movie about betrayal? And we're talking real betrayal, government secrets betrayal. In wide release, Chris Cooper stars in the drama Breach, based on the real-life story of FBI turncoat Robert Hansen. Ryan Felipe and Laura Linney also star.
I think he keeps shooting his mouth off about the Bureau and nobody knows what to do with him, so we tag him as a deviant and run him out of the building.
The critics applaud Breach and especially praise Cooper's lead performance. Newsweek raves, a wonderfully taut cat-and-mouse thriller, and the Christian Science Monitor shouts, without Cooper's performance, Breach would have been a good workmanlike thriller. His presence lifts it to a whole new level. For those who prefer a more traditional Valentine movie, we have the annual Hugh Grant romantic comedy. This one's called Music and Lyrics. Grant plays a washed-up 1980s pop star who has a shot at a comeback but needs Drew Barrymore's help.
Rolling Stone called it a crass, contrived effort, not even good enough for a dentist's chair.
Well, I'm sure there were other reviews.
There were, but none as good as that one.
Even though the majority of the critics did find the movie predictable, many also find it charming. Unusually witty and intelligent, gushes the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. The Chicago Tribune says Grant and Barrymore are very enjoyable together on screen. And the Baltimore Sun advises Music and Lyrics doesn't pretend to be anything more than a cheerful night out. And on that count, it scores. And the Newbery Award-winning children's novel, Bridge to Terabithia, has finally been adapted for the big screen. The story focuses on two classmates who supposedly discover a magical kingdom deep in the forest.
Leslie, get behind me.
Jess, turn around. There's more.
Many of the nation's critics loved crossing this bridge. Real Views cheers easily the best family feature of the early year. The Los Angeles Times finds it a wonderfully heart-wrenching love story for tweens, teens, and even adults. And the Washington Post says the beloved children's book has not just survived, but thrived in its adaptation to the screen. Finally, it wouldn't be a movie weekend without a film based on a comic book about a flaming skull that rides a flaming motorcycle hunting down demons. Yes, it's Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage starring as stunt-jumping biker Johnny Blaze, along with Eva Mendez as his true love, and oh yeah, Peter Fonda as the devil himself.
You know you can talk to me. You can tell me anything.
You wouldn't believe me anyway.
Try me.
I sold my soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews are just coming in, and so far, so not so good. The Montreal Film Journal shrugs, if you're expecting no more than B-movie fun, it does deliver on that level. But Real Film hates it, snarling, undoubtedly one of the worst comic book adaptations to hit theaters. And the New York Post howls, Ghost Rider is heading off a cliff and Cage is steering. You know, I just don't understand how the Ghost Rider isn't pulled over by the cops all the time.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yeah, I'm arresting you for DWOF, driving while on fire. And geez, those tires are burning up pretty good. I'm also going to need to see your smog check certificate. I mean, do you have any idea how much CO2 gases are emitted from a flaming skull?
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living and breathing easy in Los Angeles.